Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's February-March 2026 edition on page 39, entitled, When It Comes to Love, People Will Do Just About Anything, by Reader's Digest editors. A Husband Surprises His Wife, by Kathy Free from The Washington Post. Andrew Doohey wanted to do something special to celebrate the 40th birthday of his wife, Jennifer Doohey, and jewelry and flowers wouldn't cut it. The couple, who work for the Navy and have three children, find the time to volunteer every weekend at Chesapeake Animal Services in Chesapeake, Virginia. It was during one of those visits that Andrew hit on the perfect idea. The animal shelter had 40 dog kennels that were always full. What if he were to pay the $110 adoption fees for all 40 dogs? Although it would cost $4,400 to cover the costs of spaying, neutering, microchipping, and vaccinating 40 dogs, Andrew knew the gift would mean more to his wife than anything he could buy in a store. They had recently lost one of their three beloved dogs, Sierra, and he thought sponsoring the adoptions to help so many other dogs and find forever homes would help cheer Jennifer up. More than anything, she wants to find all the dogs good homes, says Andrew. The shelter has a guardian angel program where anyone can sponsor a dog's adoption fees. We'd sponsored one or two before, so why not 40? Jennifer's birthday was November 13th, but Andrew said he was worried that word might get out about his surprise because he had gone to the shelter a few days earlier to pay the fees. So on November 12th, 2024, he summoned the kids and asked them to help deliver an early birthday present to their mom before she got out of bed. I had to smile because Andrew always gets excited about giving gifts and has trouble waiting until the actual date, Jennifer says. First, they presented her with a custom-designed insulated mug featuring a message of love in Sierra's memory. Then, they gave her a birthday card with a heartfelt letter tucked inside. I'm reading this beautiful note with lots of mushy love stuff, and at the bottom, he had written that he'd paid the adoption fees for 40 dogs, Jennifer said. I just cried and cried. That's because she knows how much these dogs have suffered. If the shelter is overcrowded or there are animals with special medical needs, we'll take them in, she says, noting that their family has fostered more than a dozen dogs and cats over the past year. Right now, we're caring for a little dog that was severely starved. She has this obsession with stuffed animals, so my daughter named her Squishy. Casey Gallardo, outreach coordinator for Chesapeake Animal Services, says she was stunned when Andrew told her he wanted to pay the fees for every dog in the adoption kennels. We've never had anyone pay for so many before, she says. Andrew's gift made it possible to bring more dogs up from the back of the shelter. For every dog adopted, you're actually saving two, Gallardo says, explaining that the shelter has overflow kennels for when too many dogs are brought in and there aren't enough foster homes. I was incredibly touched that Andrew did something on that large of a scale, knowing what matters most to me, Jennifer says. It's honestly the most sentimental and perfect gift I've ever gotten. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a giving week.